On any project, unexpected events can occur. Mark Hendricks joined the Alliance as one of the Coffee Geosciences geotechnical engineers.
While they were excavating for Pier 2, the construction guys uncovered a block failure behind the pier, and there were some significant concerns about how that would affect the subsequent performance of that pier and where they should finally put the structure. The block failure in Wambara claystone had moved historically, probably due to a heavy rain event, and the movement we could see on the rock face was up to about 30 centimetres. And we were just concerned that there could be subsequent movement sometime in the future, and as a result of that, we were looking at designing the pier so that there wouldn't be no possibility of that movement affecting the structure. So we actually recommended that they excavate below the toe of the failure and then insert some compressible material around the pier so that if there was movement would be taken up by that material rather than affecting the pier. So that was a significant challenge, and we were able to respond to that quite quickly thanks to the way the Alliance is structured. Another interesting event was in regard to Pier A, the piling works there, where the two easternmost piles are actually going through the cliff wall. And copies were asked to be on site for one of those, where the piling rig actually broke through the cliff wall and was exposed to the open ocean. So that was an interesting time, and the construction team actually had erected a platform that was probably about 2 metres out from the cliff face. So the construction team basically walking out on this more or less a diving board to look at the way that pile was put in. But it was quite successful, and in the end it was close to what we predicted the conditions would be.
Peter Stewart corroborates.
There was problems at Pier D where we went through the coal seam and we were getting a contaminated water out of the piles, which we couldn't, of course, discharge into the sea. So we constructed a sediment pond, and the environmentalists came up with a flocculant that we could add, some chemical additive that helped all the sediment to settle out so that clean water was on the top and we could discharge that. So, yeah, that was an issue, and that was solved very well environmentally.